Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Channel Chuckles. In the bustling metropolis of Laugh City, a quirky television station known as Channel Chuckles was the heart of all comedy. The station was famous for its spontaneous humor and offbeat shows, each more hilarious than the last. Among the lineup was Laughter at Large, a live show featuring an ensemble cast that thrived on cracking the funniest jokes, often with unexpected results. The host of Laughter at Large, Jolly Joe, was a seasoned comedian with a reputation for his quick wit and sharp tongue. He had a knack for catching his co-hosts off guard, often leading to fits of giggles and unscripted moments that the audience adored. The crew included Sally the Sidekick, known for her deadpan delivery, and Chuckles the Clown, whose physical comedy left the audience in stitches. One breezy Friday afternoon, the Channel Chuckles team decided to shake things up by dedicating an entire episode to The Great Joke Off, a contest where each crew member would compete to deliver the funniest joke. Jolly Joe was particularly excited as he had crafted what he believed to be the ultimate punchline. The stage was set, and the studio audience buzzed with anticipation. Sally kicked things off with her dry humor. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. The crowd chuckled, and Sally basked in her success. Chuckles the Clown followed, bouncing onto stage with an exaggerated gusto. He took a moment to adjust his oversized shoes, then delivered his joke. What do you call cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese! As he laughed, his giant red nose honked, sending the audience into peals of laughter. Finally, it was Jolly Joe's turn. He stepped into the spotlight, a mischievous twinkle in his eye. Why don't scientists trust atoms? He paused dramatically. Because they make up everything! The punchline landed perfectly, echoing through the studio with waves of laughter. However, just as Jolly Joe was about to take his victory lap, Chuckles the Clown, ever the prankster, slipped on a banana peel right behind him, setting off a chain of slapstick chaos. As Jolly Joe tumbled into Sally, the audience roared with laughter, applauding the accidental hilarity. The show ended with all three performers in a heap on the floor, laughing uncontrollably at the irony of their mishap. The Great Joke Off had been more entertaining than anyone had anticipated, not because of the jokes alone, but thanks to the unpredictable and comical nature of live television. Backstage, Jolly Joe wiped tears of laughter from his eyes. Well, that was a punchline we didn't see coming, he exclaimed, high-fiving Sally and Chuckles. In Laugh City, Channel Chuckles continued to be the go-to station for humor, proving that sometimes the best jokes are those that life throws at you unexpectedly. And this has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.